Which one do you want to sing? Yes.
3-4-7.
3-4-7. Which verses?
There are only.
Okay. 347, verses 1 through. Anybody thought of another one they'd like to sing? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
277.
377.
277.
277.
1 and 3.
1 and 3.
Guys are singing really well.
364. 364. 1 and 3. 364. 1 and 3.
my Savior live, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds a future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's final with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He reigns. Because He lives, because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
that.
We got time for one more. Yes, ma'am.
577,
1 and 4.
Loving thee we whom adore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Faith. How's everybody doing today? All right, me too. It's good to be here. Life's worth a living because he lives, right? Amen. All right, so please sign in on a red pad and leave your slip in a red folder.
May you live a long life full of gladness and health, with a pocket full of gold as the lease of your wealth. May the dreams you hold, dearest by those which come true, and may the kindness you spread keep returning to you.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Becky, Rachel, Stephen, Destiny, Alicia, Jennifer, Jan, and Denise. Got a lot of birthdays this month. Happy birthday.
Rachel's birthday is going to be next Sunday. Happy birthday, Rachel. Maybe we want to sing happy birthday.
That's right. Let's sing happy birthday.
We have Becky with us. Let's see who else. Yeah. Maybe Alicia is on Zoom. Let's sing happy birthday.
Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear my friend. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, we won't do the second verse of that. We could change it, though. Change it to, instead, how old are you? How young are you?
Everybody gets young at our church.
Amen.
The March newsletter is available in the Narthex. Please contact the office if you want to switch to email, deliver, or don't want yours mailed to save postage.
Amen. Hey, Katie, you got to read all that. Just kidding. All right, there you go.
We need contributions to support our two common hope, sponsor children in Guatemala. Mm-hmm. If you can help with a donation over and above your regular giving, please mark it for common hope.
All right. Amen. Next pastor's luncheon will take place March the 12th. At noon, which that's after March the 9th, so there's going to be a, what is it, spring forward or something. So it's Legend 8, China, and Cala Mesa. The cost will be $15. Please let us know if you're coming. You may sign up in a sign-up sheet on the scripts table in the fellowship hall or call the church office. So that's after the time change. Next Sunday, we got the time change. Or at least I saw it in the news. ICSC, the Interfaith Community Support Center, lost one of its major contributions of non-perishable food when Valley Baptist Church closed. They are really struggling to meet the needs of our community, so please donate a little extra if you can. The Good Samaritan, please give money or state or script cards to the Good Samaritan Fund. Money is used to help those less fortunate with food. Please stand for the call to worship if you are able.
Make sure there's no evil, unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God.
If we can only keep our grip on the sure thing we started out with, we are in this with Christ for the long haul.
Keep each other on your toes so sin doesn't slow down your reflexes.
Today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear as in the bitter uprising.
Please sing the insert hymn, verses 1 through 3.
Yes, a deed to my childhood as a little brown church in the well. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood, to the trees where the wildflowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted, we will weep by the side of the tomb. Come to the church in the wildwood, oh, come to the church in the world. Cause what is true to my childhood as the little brown church in the well. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning the whistle, the clear ringing bell, his song so sweetly a-calling, oh, come to the church in the well. Church in the wildwood, oh, come to the church in the world. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the world.
Amen. Please pass a piece. Joys and concerns will follow. Zoom can unmute to speak.
Be with you too. Great job, Katie. Getting better and better, right? Very good. Very good. Keep up your good work.
Deb, would you mind making the screen available so everybody can see? Thank you. Dale and Dinar are finally back from Alaska. Finally. And want to remind you again, if you would, go to the fellowship halls. We're going to have a short but big celebration celebrating the leasing opportunity. We'll have a whole charge conference. It's not going to be long. We'll just quickly go over the what the list is, and then if you have any question, we'll have a brief Q&A maybe, and then vote on it. So please go to the fellowship hall, and then we'll hold a charge conference in there.
Welcome back. It's so good to be back and see everybody. My mom turned 90 last Sunday, so we had a big party for her. My sister was out from Maryland. A lot happened while I was gone. I won't go into it, but please pray for my mom and dad's continued health.
I'd like to ask for continued prayers for my daughter, Dawn. She's going through some rough things right now.
While Deb's working, let's welcome our faithful worshipers on Zoom. Hello, Helen. So happy to see you always. Happy to see June and Joyce and Mark and Rocky. And we see Trudy's cat. Very pretty cat. Hello, Trudy. And welcome, David and Chris.
Also, I got a prayer request. Yeah, you notice Katie's wearing a little cross. That was made in Bethlehem. And it was made actually where the traditional site of Jesus being born was. And John Kier's a Palestinian Christian. He's our contractor. He gave it to her. And so every night we pray for his family over there. So, yeah, please pray for them. Mm-hmm. So far the Christians are doing pretty good, but it's not easy in a war zone. So, you know, continue to pray for them.
Good morning. Lori Pertell here. My mom shared with me yesterday that my sister-in-law, Nancy, is having a lot of health problems. And this is the wife of my brother that's living and working in Berlin, Germany right now. And she had to fly back to the States to get some medical care. So I would appreciate prayers for Nancy in Massachusetts for her health. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Pat Shores. I'm the lucky one here because I don't have a big problem. I got to go down and see the babies. My niece, Emily, has been out of town at a conference for several days, and so we got to go down a couple of different times, but she's got a friend of Allison's staying with the kids, you know, 24/7, and the friend's name is Cheryl, and she's one of Allison's good friends, but she doesn't live in the area, so Allison doesn't get to see her very often. So we all got to see Cheryl, and we got to see the kids and play. I get to play, and it's fun because they're active now, and I get to chase them all around the living room and down the halls, and I never can catch them, but I run after them.
And speaking of new babies, Anna and Ismael Pantaleon, when their son Benjamin, that live out in 29 Palms, they come to parents' night out sometimes, but they have been expecting their baby girl at the end of February, and I'm not sure if she's been born yet, but either way, prayers for a healthy, new, bigger family for them.
excuse me. I'm Kathy. I guess it was a month ago or whatever, I announced my brother had an accident, a car accident, and his wife has cancer. He lives in Washington State. She's in Reno. My brother and I talked for a while. He was still in the hospital, but he passed away on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And so it's very hard because the wife's in one place, he's in another. He doesn't want a service, but I think they're going to have a service. I mean, my brother called one time just, you know, denounce it, but he did pass away. It was a hard decision for Lynn to make because they gave her the option of, you know, pulling the plug, so to speak, or just waiting to go. And we had a real good conversation that morning, and then at 11:30 that night, she told me that he'd passed away. So, but I think everybody's doing good, as far as I know.
We're also trying to find a date for Jerry Pugh's memorial service, so if you have any input for that, please talk to me. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Anybody on Zoom?
We'll now do our unison prayer.
Dear Lord Jesus, as you surrender all for our salvation, we lay ourselves before you, open and willing. Unveil our eyes to behold your presence. Tune our ears to the whisper of your love. Loose our tongues to sing your glory. Renew our minds with the fire of your truth. Draw us near, Lord, in every breath, that our lives may echo your grace. For your name's sake, amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence. We have a lot of loved ones that God has given unto us. We can share our love, the love that we receive from our Lord, and we can be the pillar of strength for them a lot of times. And let us bring our prayer for our loved ones to the Lord in silence. And we have a lot of prayers, our churches, our nations, and the people in the war zone, in Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Russia. So many are suffering in the world today. So let us go to the Lord, bringing all our cares or concerns in silent prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this privilege of personal connection to you, that we can come to you in our prayer and talk to you. You always listen to what we have to say, and you respond to our prayers, our pleas, and you know all the concerns we have, the worries, doubts, questions, the burdens we've been carrying. You know us all together. So, Lord, we know that this is a time that we can be 100% open to you and be honest to you, O Lord. And we come to you, Lord, acknowledging our need, and not just for ourselves, but for our loved ones as well. You know our circumstances. You know the circumstances of our loved ones. You know the people in the world, and especially those who are facing the wars, the death threats, and the tragedy of wars. So we ask you, O Lord, to give us this assurance that we need, the assurance that you are with us, the assurance that you know our life circumstances, that you have all the solutions to our problems. Sometimes we'll have to carry the cross. The cross that you have given unto us may not go away.
But, O Lord, we know that the strength comes from you so that we can receive empowerment from your presence, that we can take up the cross, the small crosses that you have given unto us. So, Lord, come unto us through the power of your Holy Spirit and increase our faith that in the midst of trouble we may draw closer to you, that we may hold on to you regardless. And we know that in your time, in your opportune time, you will reveal your will unto us, and you will fulfill your will upon us and upon our loved ones, that we may all behold your powerful presence upon our lives. So, Lord, in spite of all the troubles, we acknowledge that you are our sovereign God, that you hold our hand securely and walk side by side. And because of your presence, we can continue on. And so once more, Lord, to you, to your power, to your control, to your plan, we yield and pray that your will be accomplished as you will in your kingdom. So now we join together the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hymn number 277, 1 through 3. Tell me the stories of Jesus. Scripture reading, Acts 7, 54 through 60.
When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cover their ears, and with a loud shout, all rush together against him. Then they drag him out of the city and begin to stone him, and the witness laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died.
And may God bless the reading of his word.
Thanks be to God. Good morning. I realized that it rained in here in Yucaipa this morning, which we need, so I am happy about that rain. We haven't had a lot of rain this winter, but I also pray that the blessing from the Lord will rain down onto each and every one of us, especially as we hear his message prepared for each and every one of us this morning. I extend warm welcomes to every one of you and pray that we will have a special moment, a personal moment, to have close and intimate fellowship with our Lord as we worship together. Our Town is the name of a Pulitzer Prize-winning play by Thornton Wilder that tells the story of a small town in New Hampshire. It's considered a classic of American drama. Jed Harris, a famed producer in Broadway, directed and produced many plays, including Our Town. Jed Harris became convinced he was losing his hearing, which was critical in his profession. He went to a specialist who gave him a thorough checkup. The doctor pulled out a gold watch and asked, "Can you hear this ticking?" Harris said, "Of course." The specialist walked to the door and held up the watch again. "Now, can you hear it?" Harris concentrated and said, "Yes, I can hear it." The doctor walked out the door into the next room and said, "Can you hear it now?" Harris said, "Yes." The doctor said, "Mr. Harris, there's nothing wrong with your hearing. You just don't listen." Directing and producing shows requires a lot of charisma and control. Harris was not an ordinary producer. In fact, he was notoriously known for self-confidence and often being abusive while directing shows. The doctor was correct when he diagnosed Harris's symptoms of not listening. We can all hear all right, but listening could be an issue. We may think we hear God's word, but do we truly listen to what God says to us and the churches? The Sanhedrin heard Stephen briefly, but covered their ears so that they could not hear him anymore. We will reflect upon Sanhedrin's reaction to Stephen's preaching and see what their reactions may imply to us today. According to Acts 6, Stephen was one of the seven deacons at the Jerusalem church. He was a man full of God's grace and power and performed great wonders and signs among the people. No one could stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him when he spoke. He was a brilliant apologist to defend Christian faith. see what Stephen preached to the Sanhedrin. Stephen basically summarized the history of Israel, hitting briefly on great figures from Abraham through Solomon. Then Stephen switched gears and pointed out something that the Sanhedrin did. Sanhedrin did not like to hear. Let me read the last part of Stephen's sermon. Verse 51, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him." Every Jew, including the members of the Sanhedrin, was very familiar with the history Stephen recounted. Their ancestors were stiff-necked people, and it was not new to them either. Stephen's message was very powerful because he appealed to everyone's knowledge that no one could contradict. What was the reaction of the Sanhedrin? They became furious and gnashed their teeth at Stephen. They covered their ears and yelled at the top of their lungs. They all rushed at Stephen, dragged him out of the city, and stoned him. The Sanhedrin was a Jewish judicial court. Politically, Israel was under the Roman rule, but the Romans recognized the Sanhedrin's authority on religious matters. It was why Jesus was in the court of Pontius Pilate, and the Sanhedrin attended it. Pontius Pilate wanted to release Jesus, but the Sanhedrin pressured Pontius Pilate to release Barabbas instead. The crucifixion happened about a year ago, and the Sanhedrin's reaction to Stephen was not a surprise. They were anti-Jesus and anti-followers of Jesus. But what was their reason for this anti-sentiment? The Sanhedrin accused Jesus of blasphemy, saying that Jesus claimed to be the king of the Jews. Jesus was indeed the king, the Christ, but the Sanhedrin opposed the idea. In Pilate's court, they acted very irrationally. Pilate knew that the Sanhedrin was driven by self-interest and Jesus was innocent. Pilate asked the Sanhedrin what crime Jesus committed. They did not and could not bring any accusation, but simply shouted, "Crucify him." Stephen preached that they killed Jesus, the righteous one, now standing at the right hand of God. We see a very similar reaction of the Sanhedrin to Stephen's preaching. The Sanhedrin did not give Stephen a proper trial, but acted worse than non-believers whose heart and ears were uncircumcised and resist the Holy Spirit. The Sanhedrin's anti-sentiment was groundless, and their senseless behaviors prove it. They covered their ears, not because what Sanhedrin preached was not true, but because they did not want to hear the truth. The Sanhedrin's covering their ears points out unmistakably the human tendency to be selective in hearing the truth. Jesus knew this human tendency so well and used to conclude his teaching with, "Whosoever has ears to hear, let him hear." We see the seriousness of this matter in the letters that Jesus asked John to write at the beginning of the book of Revelation. Jesus dictated to John letters to be sent to the seven churches, and all seven letters were concluded with, "Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." It is a coherent message of Jesus to all the believers and churches, then and now, to listen to what Jesus says. The Sanhedrin did not want to hear God's truth and stone Stephen to death and made him the first Christian martyr. But the truth of the gospel lived on. The Sanhedrin vehemently denied Jesus as Christ 2,000 years ago, but Jesus Christ lives today and forever. Refusing to hear the truth does not make the truth disappear or make it untrue. Sadly, we still see the same kind of Sanhedrin and the movements of Sanhedrin of closing ears to the truth today. Who and what movement are they? Let me share a couple that we should be aware of. The first one is called religious pluralism, which claims that all religions are different ways to reach God. The funny thing is, if you have studied this comparative religion or familiar with any other religion, no religions claim religious pluralism. No religions. They do not include it in their doctrine either. If people could put all religions together, try to find the commonality, and put them in one common ground, it would be moral or human virtue. They say that the virtuous life here on earth promises a reward in the afterlife. And that's what all the other religions say, commonly, except Christianity. The Bible says nobody is righteous. Human virtue is not good enough. The only way to salvation comes through the forgiveness of sins, through the grace of Jesus. No religions offer or agree with this good news of Jesus. Another popular belief that has been circulating in Christian communities is that the Bible is a collection of myths. So the Bible is no longer applicable to the postmodern day. Those who believe in this become very selective in reading the scriptures. They reject the integrity of the entire scripture, which corresponds perfectly and accurately with the Lordship of Christ. The Bible from the very beginning till the very end, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation to the very last verse, says Jesus is Christ. That's the one clear message with integrity. Being selective on the biblical teaching is resulted in the denial of Jesus as Christ, as precisely as the Sanhedrin did. Everyone has ears to hear, but not everyone listens. What does this indicate? Bill Donahue, in his book called Building a Church of Small Groups, tells of a lesson he learned while visiting a farm where two of his students lived. When the student's father, Tom, asked if Bill would help call in the sheep, Bill enthusiastically agreed. Sheep calling was like preaching, he thought, as he watched 25 sheep graze. Go ahead, Tom, dared Bill. Call them in. What do you say? Bill asked. I just say, hey, sheep, come on in. No sweat, Bill thought. A city kid with a bad back and hay fever could do this. He began speaking, but Tom interrupted. You are 75 yards away, downwind, and they have their backs to you. Yell! Use your diaphragm like they teach you in preaching class. Bill took a deep breath and put every inch of stomach muscle into a yell that revival preachers around the world would envy. Hey, sheep, come on in. The blessed creatures didn't move. Not one even turned an ear. Tom smiled sarcastically. Did they teach you the Bible in that seminary? Have you ever read? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Raising his voice only slightly, Tom said, hey, sheep, come on in. All 25 sheep turned and walked toward Tom. Now, don't you ever forget, Tom said to Bill, you are the shepherd to my kids. In John chapter 10, Jesus speaks repeatedly, his sheep knows his voice, and listen to him. Sheep can tell easily apart the voice of their shepherd. Therefore, not listening to the shepherd means not belonging to the shepherd. Listening to the voice of their shepherd is sheep's clear recognition of who their shepherd is. Psalm 95 says this, he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear a voice, do not harden your heart. To the sheep who listens to the voice of Jesus, Jesus, our shepherd, promises protection, guidance, provision, and eternal life. Are we listening to our shepherd? Amen. Let us prepare our hearts to come to the table of God's mercy at this time. And those of you who have joined us via Zoom, you can prepare yourselves maybe a piece of bread and any drink that you can find in your kitchen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant, by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us,
He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, take it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And the supper was over. He took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As we partake in breaking the bread, let us remember the body of Christ Jesus broken into pieces for our salvation. As we partake in drinking from this cup, the cup that Jesus prepared for us to take, reminds us that Jesus shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. So let us remember what Jesus did in Calvary and take bread and drink from the cup with gratitude and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessing of your sacrament. You establish it so that we may remember it as often as we can, that we may remember every moment of our life and be grateful to your cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, we will now do our tithes and offering. Offerings may be put in an offering plate at the back of the church or mailed to the church office.
Good morning.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He senses pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the river that day, he was baptized in the usual way. When it was done, God blessed his son. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, a sign from above, on the wings of a
source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power lives. With the Spirit, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus Christ, our thanksgiving unto you is our humble acknowledgement that you gave your life up for our salvation in Calvary. And our commitment to you and to your church. So Lord, receive this blessing, a small token of our blessing to you, and bless it that it may be used for your ministry, for to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Please sing hymn 396, 1 through 3. Oh, Jesus, I have promised.
Fill thee near me, the world is realize that there's a more tempting sound I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw thou nearer and shield my soul from sin. Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accents clear and still. Above the storms of passion, the murmurs of self-will. Oh, speak to me or show me to hasten or control. Oh, speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul.
Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that you have many ways to speak to us. Mainly you speak to us through the Bible. You speak to us, O Lord, through our friend, through the nature, through all different events in our life. May we always be opened. May we open our ears that we may always listen to you whispering to our hearts, speaking tenderly to our ears, that we may be your faithful followers to carry out the task that you have given unto us. So, Lord, we ask your blessing of empowerment through your Holy Spirit that we may go from here and be faithful followers, preaching the good news of Jesus whenever the opportunity is given unto us. And we will always remain ready to listen to your voice. So, Lord, send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Will be there, watching from